Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Idjes, Perik Aleph, Mishnah, Yud, Gimel. If you have someone who is a half slave and half free person, how does that happen? And the answer is, he was an eved that belonged to two partners, and one of them freed him. Or, says the Batanura, his master was mekabel half of his value and freed half of him. Either way, he's a half eved, half free person. He works one day for his master. Yes, that's my yemechad, one day for himself. He keeps the money. Divrei Beis Hillel zeh halten de Beis Hillel. Omer lan Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai said, this is not fair. It's not fair to this half eved. Tikantem es rabbi. You solve the rabbi's problem. He gets his fair share. Every second day he gets his work. But ves atzmai lo tikantem. You didn't solve the problem for the eved himself. He can't get married. The master isn't losing out with this deal. He's getting his full worth. He owns half of him. He's getting his full worth for half of him. And all you did for him was, okay, he can work every second day, but he wants to get married. Who can he marry? Lisa Shivcha, to marry a Shivcha Eni Yachal. He can't, because half of him is a Ben Chayrin. Bas Chayrin, for him to marry a free woman, Eni Yachal, he can't either, because half of him is an Eved. Li Batel, he should give up getting married altogether. V'hala L'nivra Eilam El L'Piri V'Rivia, but the world was created so that people can have children to fill the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Loisayu Bira, Hashem did not create the world L'Sheves Yitzara, to be deserted. Hashem wants it to be inhabited. Ella rather, Mitnei Tikun Ho'aylam, so that the world can have a Tikun Kaif and Esrabai. We force his master, the Oisa Oisai Ben Chayrin. He forces his master to free him and make him a complete free person so he can marry a bas chayrin. V'koisev shtar al chatzi damav. But we want to give the master some money for his loss. So v'koisev shtar, the former eved has to write a contract al chatzi damav, where he's committing himself in the shtar to pay his master half of his value. Whenever he has that amount of money, he has to pay it l'rabbi. Zok de Mishnah. Although originally this was just the sheet of the Beis Shammai, but Chazru Beis Hillel l'hayrois ke Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel retracted. Chazru, they turned around, and they began to paskin like the Beis Shammai. Now the Batanura explains, it's not just half and half. It could be, let's say, he was an eved of 100 different partners, and one of them freed him. He's still stuck. He still can't marry neither a Shivcha or a Bas Chayrin. So we force the other 99 to free him. You can't leave someone stuck. Okay, if someone's half a Eved, half a Ben Chayrin, the Beis Hillel say, work one day for your master, one day for yourself. The Beis Shammai say, can't do that. He won't be able to get married. And the Pasuk says, Loisayu Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. Hashem didn't create the world to remain empty. The Hashem created the world to be inhabited. So that Neitikon Olam, we force his master to free him. So let's say there were two partners. One partner freed him, the other partner didn't. Now we force the other partner to free him. Or if for whatever reason, the master was mekabel only half the money to free him, well, now you have to free the other part of him. And the eved has to give a shtar that when he has the money, for half of his value, he's going to pay back the owner. You force the owner to do it, but eventually he can get paid for it. Let me tell you an interesting thing. Somebody once came to the Imri Emes and he said, you know, there's a widow in Almana that's living in my apartment house, and she's not paying the rent, and I have a right to send her out. The Rebbe said, don't send her out. So he told the Imri Emes, look, there's a mitzvah to give her tzedakah. If the whole town gets together to pay her rent, I'll pay my share also. Why should I pay the whole thing? What do I have with her more than anyone else does? So the Imri Emes cited this Mishnah. This master could also say, listen, this Eved has a problem. He can't marry not an Eved, not a Shivcha, because he's part Eved, part free. So let the whole town get together and pay me to free him. Why is it my problem? The answer is, if b'hashgacha pratis, if Hashem made it that you're dealing with a certain individual and you're the one that could help him, don't throw it on the town. It's a siman, it's your mitzvah to help him.